Asian and white Pennsylvanians experience some of the best health care outcomes, access, and quality in the state, while Hispanic and black residents continue to see higher rates of chronic illness and premature deaths. These gaps are highlighted in a new report today by the Commonwealth Fund, a health policy foundation. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
The report findings show that racial health disparities are widespread. They've persisted even as Pennsylvania expanded insurance coverage options and assistance in recent years. Now, pending federal changes to programs like Medicaid could make it harder for people to access and afford health care services. Commonwealth Fund senior scientist David Radley says the changes will affect everyone, but will probably exacerbate health disparities.
Disproportionately, people of color have lower incomes, and so the changes in Medicaid in particular will most likely further erode coverage for people of color. And there's a lot of lower income Pennsylvanians who could potentially be at risk of losing Medicaid coverage who are white. So we'll see how that plays out in Pennsylvania.
New federal Medicaid eligibility requirements and restrictions go into effect next January. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Philadelphia plans to create designated pickup spots for Uber and Lyft drivers near the FIFA Fan Festival in Fairmount Park. A bill moving through City Council would let the Philadelphia Parking Authority start setting up the zones for what the city calls transportation network companies, or TNCs. Corinne O'Connor is the PPA's deputy executive director.
When we have large sporting events or concerts, we've been having issues with a lot of TNCs just pulling up randomly, blocking traffic. And we've had a lot of city officials and the police requesting to try to get designated zones.
Tuesday, council also advanced a bill that would let the PPA create more smart loading zones in Center City. The zones use a camera system to charge enrolled drivers a per-minute fee to park at the curb and gives tickets to unauthorized vehicles. Under interim general manager Don Mattingly, the Philadelphia Phillies blanked the Giants 7-0 Tuesday night at the park. Mattingly takes over after Rob Thomson was fired, held responsible for the team's dreadful season start. They're 10-19 and tied for last place with the Mets in the National League East. Mattingly's confident the team will make a turnaround.
You know when you have this type of talent that it's there and it's coming, and you could feel this coming.
Audio courtesy of MLB.com. Mattingly had been serving as the Phillies bench coach. The Phils take on the Giants tonight, weather permitting, with pitching ace Christopher Sanchez starting things off. The Sixers beat the Celtics 113-97 to stay alive in their first round playoff set. And the Flyers host the Penguins tonight and hope to make the first round of their playoffs a big winning round for them. They lead that series 3-2.